You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
We thank you for who you are. There's sometimes I like to do natural stuff to allow you to step into the glory. I want you to take one step. Hold on. I want you to take just one step forward and you're going to step into the glory. And allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in this glory. Y'all ready? On two. One, two. And just feel what it feels like to be in this glory. Feel the peace that you never felt before. Feel the rest that has manifested itself in such a way that whatever you were thinking about, whatever you were fearing, whatever you were concerned about, just ceased. Notice that your mind is starting to slow down because the thoughts were moving quickly, moving fast. Now the thoughts are slow. Notice how when you step into glory, you focus on Him. You're not thinking about anything else. You're not thinking about getting out of church. You're in His glory. That's His divine attributes. It's the fruits of the Spirit. So just stay there for a moment. Feel what it feels like. Because that's your lifestyle. When you came into Him, when you came into that place. See, we step out of the glory when we try to figure it out. Stay in it. Feel it. Allow yourself to rest in that place. Just stay there. You got a whole lot of stuff for us there. Our future is there. Our rest is there. Our anointing is there. And we don't have to let that go. We can live in our anointing. We can live in our anointing. Whatever we've been called to do, He's given us the ability to do it in the anointing. So we can work and rest. We don't have to work in stress. Just feel what it feels like. Notice what's going on with your thoughts. If there's pain in your body, it just left. Doctor said that you're going to have an operation, but it just left because the sickness can't stay with the anointing in His glory. Just stay in that place. Notice how easy you're breathing. Notice how restful you feel. If you're feeling like you can't continue to stand, it's okay to sit down, but just don't step out of the anointing because it's a good place. It's where all His glory is. Y'all can write this down. God gave me freedom a long time ago when He gave me a word, and that word is what I live on. And that is, because I am loved, I perform. See, people perform for love. But He gave that revelation to me. Because I'm loved, I perform. So I'm not trying to get your approval, I'm not trying to get your attention, not trying to get all these things that we try to do by performing. Because I know that I'm loved. That's why that song is so precious to me. About I am right now. I am loved right now more than I could ever be. How did song say? I'll never be more loved than I am right now. There it is right there. There it is right there. Just receive that. And He gave it to me years ago. And y'all know what happened when I mind my own business, right? I'm sitting over there in worship. Or I'm standing over there in worship. And I turned 63 today. Glory to God. But He gave me an image. I was 6 years old and I had pneumonia. I was in the hospital. So I was born 1958. So at that time, there was racial tension. This is going to mean something. It's going to show his glory. So I'd never been in the hospital before. And me and a Caucasian boy in the same room. And at that time, you couldn't stay at the hospital with your child. You had to leave them and let the nurse take care of them. And my bed was beside the window. And I saw this man come up to the nurse. He said, "What that nigga doing in the room with my son?" But I'm going to show y'all the glory. And the nurse took him outside the room. But you know, like at schools where they had the little glass doors and they got the metal going through it, you know, the wire going through it so you can't break it. And I see him like this in that woman's face. And I grabbed onto the sheets. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I've never been separated from my parents. I don't know what's going to happen. Is he going to bypass her and get to me? And he's in her face. And fear overtakes me. And I started to look out the window. Because it's nighttime. And I say, it's going to be daytime soon. And I'll be okay because my parents will be back. And so she opens up the door, doesn't say a word, and rolls the little boy out of the room. So now I'm in the room by myself, and I'm double scared now, because is he going to come back? Is he going to get me? But while I was over there sitting, God showed me that when I sat up in the crib, you know, because it was a, you know, I sat up in the crib, and I was holding against the rails of the bed. I went through counseling for this because I was traumatized. And in that counseling session, God showed me that he didn't allow anybody else to come and be beside me but him. He didn't send his angels. He came himself. And I rest in that peaceful place because I rest in his arms the rest of the night. And he just reminded me, you were 6 years old when that happened. And you're 63 now and I never left you. You always have my chest that you can lean on. But see, I'm not that type of person. God is not that type of man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he not said it yet? Will he do it? So I'm telling you, at any time, in any place in your life, you can lean against his breast. You can rest. It's just like that other image that he gave me when trouble was all around and I'm sitting on the porch and the mailman is coming and he has all the stuff. Y'all have been in financial trouble, right? But it wasn't just mail stuff. It wasn't just bills. It was stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about, stuff? And the mailman is coming up to me and I'm playing with a truck. Tonka truck. Y'all know what a Tonka truck is? They don't have them now, dude. They do? They still got? I'm playing with the truck. But I'm leaning on the back of somebody, a man that is sitting and his legs are to my right and left. Guess who that was? It was God again. And when the man handed me all the stuff, I just handed it back to my father. And he took it out of my hand. And I continue to play. Guys, what happened to playing in our life? What happened to fun in our life? What happened to dreams and visions? We don't have to make everything hard. Because he's there. He's there to comfort you right where you are. Because see, some of us dealing with some serious stuff. But you smile, you grin. But he's there. He's there to comfort you. He's there to lift you up. He's not long-winded. Y'all know that. I'm long-winded. I'll take you there. All right? I got a buzz on me today that shake me. I got to 11 o'clock. The buzz is on me. But he ain't long-winded. He can say something in one word, and it can change everything about us. So make a decision that you're not going to be a child anymore. You're going to be a man and you're going to be a woman. But that relationship is based off of you being in him. What is it going to be like as we enter into 2022? It's a decision that you need to make. But you don't have to make it by yourself. You make the decision and the glory shows up. And the glory is a resting place. This is going to scare you. The glory is an action place. But see, you're taking a step and he's taking multiples. He already has it planned what the outcome is supposed to look like. You ever woke up and just started to praise him, started to thank him for everything that is manifested in your life? We got a lot of folks getting cars now. Yeah. Getting homes now. You want to anoint it. You want to thank it. You want to recognize that that car, that house, it's not yours. It's his. And you dedicate it to him. If someone needs something, Father, and it's of you, I'll drive the person there. In the house, every house we've ever had, we only had two. But it didn't take long for us to get in those homes and allow somebody to live with us. Because we told God when he gave us the home that it was his home. If there was somebody that was hungry, we would feed them. Somebody that's sick, we would heal them. Somebody that didn't have a place to stay, they could stay there. But what we thank God about is he gave us the good people. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I ain't no have no chaos in my home. Y'all know what I'm talking about? If you wild and woolly, we're going to trim you. But if you don't keep yourself shaved, we got to make some adjustments. Y'all understand there's more than hair that I'm talking about. Some people said no. See, I don't fuss about stuff like that because if I ask for his perfect will and they say no. Guys, he's good. That's all he can be. Stop getting him mixed up with the devil. The devil don't have none of his attributes. God put sickness on me. Where are he going to get sickness from is all he is healing. Where are he going to put poverty on you if all he is abundance? Where are he going to send you the wrong mate? I'm looking at the exit sign. Shay don't have the clock over there today. He told you about them people. He told you what they were like. But you said you could fix it. But you said you asked him for the right mate for you. As we enter into 2022, guys, let's go in right. Let's go in forgiving. Let's go in blessing. If he tell you give 20, don't give 19. Because you know we're going to say that was enough. I know what God said, but you missed the blessing by $1? Because he ain't going to give you what you gave out. He's going to give you in abundance. But you missed that because of $1? See, we got to learn how to follow instructions. Because what I've known, I don't know what you know, but when the Holy Spirit tells you something and you're too busy to hear it, and you say, would you mind repeating that? It takes a long time for it to come back. You found that to be true? Because he is the Godhead. It's the most important thing in our life. Is it? He knows everything there is to know about us and the situation we're getting ready to step into. Or the situation we're getting ready to step out of. This is the message. Yes, it is. This is the message. Because see, I got too much to be thankful for. See, some people look for the big stuff. I look for the little stuff that draw me to the big stuff. See, Curly and I didn't always have a life like this. We had a life where we gave, and we gave because he told us to give our way out of debt. I'm talking to people that are dealing with debt right now. Give your way out of debt because what you have in your hand is all you're going to have. But what you give away, you're giving away under the anointing, under the glory of God, and he's going to manifest it. He's going to multiply it. He's going to have people come by and bless you. Who was in the line the other day and the lady just said, I pay for it? Who was that? Give the testimony. Come on up. Sister right there ended up giving away her all. Can I share the amount you got back? She gave her last $100 and she ended up with $1,200. Now, do you think that $100, that was all she had? See, I'm just one of these ministers, guys. Stop giving God pieces of us. What he supposed to do with a piece when he made us whole? Go ahead and share the testimony. Go ahead. You ain't know you was coming, but you up here now. That's up.
So I looked at it as a blessing within a blessing because I was blessing someone else. We've given for the kids and things like that. So I was buying gifts for the child that I had for Christmas, as well as another child whose birthday is coming. And I was standing in line at the store, and the lady in front of me went to another line, and we're still in line, and they go to another line. And this one lady has so much stuff. So I figured I'm going to be there a while. So I'm playing on my phone and stuff like that. I look up at her. She looks at me. I smile, you know, just to let her know it's okay. Take your time. And so I go back to my phone and look up again, and the cashiers tell me to come forward. I'm like, oh, she's finished. Good. So I go forward and I start putting my things out, and they're ringing it up. And I go to take my card, my debit card, to put it in. And she sticks hers in. I'm like, no. That's my stuff. That's mine. And she goes, the cashier says, very quietly, no, she called us, told us to call you up here so she could pay for your things. And I had like a good overwhelming feeling, and trying to explain to this lady that this isn't even for me.
Okay.
I was blessing someone else. This is something I was doing for someone else. And she said, God is good, isn't he? She said, have a Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Thank you. I had to call Curly.
That's her. Thank you. She was buying something for somebody else. So guys, in the name of Jesus, Father, what are we holding that does not belong to us? We've been in this situation for a long time and wouldn't be willing to turn it over to you. But what are we holding that's not ours? Because you told us to cast our cares on you because you care for us. So in a moment of time, Father, some of it gone so deep that people don't even remember what it was. They just know they repressed and pushed it all the way there and living their lives based off of that. Would you mind revealing to our spirit what it is that you want us to give you today? And he talks fast, so just slip up your hand. I'm not asking you to come up this time. I see you back there. I see you. 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 I see you in the back. I see you. 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 So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, that as we go into 2022, you're showing us exactly the things that we buried alive when we got a God that is always alive. That we don't have to carry it. We don't have to take it into the next year. But today we can leave it. But the thing that I love about you, Father, is that every hole that we have by giving something away, you fill it up with your love. So where there's holes, once we release these things in our hearts, what's going to happen is you're going to fill it with your love. And it's going to be in such a way that we'll feel it. We'll operate in it. We'll receive it. We'll rest in it. But our lives will be changed because that one little thing was holding us back from stepping into your glory. I apologize, living in your glory. Because there's not a part where you tell us where we're supposed to step out of that. So whatever we've been called to, whatever we are, you called us to live there. So you guys ready? So once you put your hand on your heart, And I want you to repeat after me, and then I'll get to a place where you're going to give it away. Father, in the name of Jesus, you showed me that area that I have buried alive, because I felt like the deeper I buried it, no one would be aware of it. And I thought I was hiding it from you. But you knew it all along. But you waited until today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take out of my heart. So y'all grab it. Grab your shirt, just like your heart, and you start handing it up to him. And I'll hand to you. And y'all call it out. You can say it low so nobody can know. Because you told me to cast my cares on you, because you care for me. Now that I've given that thing to you, what is it you want to give me in return for what I just gave you? And just put your hand down. Just listen on the inside. He talks fast. Just slip up your hand. Let me know when you got it. There it is. One, two. I see. There it is. Remember that voice. It's a still, small, quiet voice. It's your voice intertwined with his voice. But his voice has peace. When he talks in peace. And just stay right there and feel what that feels like. Feel what that feels like. I want you to scan your body and see how peaceful and quiet. See whether you can find any tension and any pressure. If you had pressure in your neck for feeling like somebody was strangling you. If you had stuff in your shoulders for carrying something that didn't belong to you. If you had stuff in your stomach where it just was rattling. It was just uneasy because it went from your head to your stomach. Just check your body and see how quiet and peaceful it feels. When you open your eyes, who wants to share? We got one over here.
Opinions of people that are close to me.
Okay.
And he gave me peace and comfort.
Okay, you gave away. Say it again.
The opinions of people that are close to me, of me.
Uh-huh.
And I receive peace and comfort.
Okay, peace and comfort. Okay, all right. Who else? We got one here and one in the back. Yes, sir.
Anxiety over the future.
Okay.
And when I gave it to God, I saw my wife and my children. And I saw us in our home. And, man, that thing was that was powerful.
It was powerful?
Yeah.
Okay. You receive it?
I do.
Glory.
I do.
Can I go up on the mics, guys? Was another person?
This morning when I got up, I had a real sharp pain back here in my back of my neck.
Uh-huh.
And I took some Tylenol.
Okay.
Was still was there.
Okay.
But right after that, after the prayer that you did,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel it now.
You receive it?
Yes.
Okay. Who else? I got one in the back.
I gave him my tongue.
Okay.
And so that consists of cussing.
Okay.
And still drinking wine.
Okay.
And I forgot what he gave me, but I'm hype.
Well, you know it was good, whatever he gave you, right? You receive it? Okay. Appreciate your honesty. Anybody else? Who is it? Okay, got two here.
Me. I gave... Ooh.
That's okay, feel it.
Ed and I are experiencing some pruning.
Okay.
Financially.
Okay.
And when I came to church this morning, I did have a kink in the left side of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave my fear of not having enough money. I gave that to God. I thought I had given it away a long time ago, many times. But God reminded me that I just need to rest in Him. He's taking care of it, and the kink is gone.
Glory to God.
In my neck.
Amen. Amen. So whenever there's tension in your neck, pressure in your neck, that's a feeling of being strangled. Someone's pulling you, or you're being pulled along. So just know that that's where that guy is. Somebody else?
I give God fear of rejection.
Okay.
And responding to things like a girl instead of a woman.
Okay.
And He gave me the word liberation, and I could hear your voice because I was like, Lord, what is, I mean, you know, usually you give me an image, so what do I do with this word? So I asked Him, tell me more about liberation, and He said, there are things in your life that you didn't do because you were concerned about what others would say.
Amen.
So I'm free of that.
You receive?
Yeah.
Okay. Who else? Y'all got good stuff. Let's let other people hear it. I got one right here. You got somebody over there? Okay.
Oh, sorry. I gave away procrastination.
Okay.
And He gave me freedom and peace. Cool. I receive it.
You receive it?
Yes.
Okay.
I gave away fear,
doubt,
feeling unworthy, and He gave me, He said He would give me the peace of His living water.
The peace what?
Of His living water.
The peace of His living water. You receive it?
Yeah.
So you guys, you know all you got to do when you receive is just make sure you say what He says. When stuff comes up, those things to remind you, you say what He said. Like, my name is Paul Morgan. When we learn our name in the first grade, we learn our name, right? The whole name. But then when we meet other people, they call us Paul. But we did it so long, I still hear Morgan. That's subconscious. When God gives you a word, then you use that word subconscious to tie that to itself. You understand what I mean? So somebody explain about what I just said. Don't disconnect. What? Give a mic. We got multiple people. Somebody here need it? Okay, go ahead. I'm going to come back to you.
We're going to give our testimony in a few weeks, but okay. I gave away our house to God. Just been overwhelmed and trying to get a little extra hours, just keep on stacking up. And God just showed me to do something, and He said, bless somebody else's house.
Okay.
And, you know, you were talking about housing and stuff, and, you know, you and Curly have blessed me privately in so many ways, and I want y'all got to start getting public recognition. So God told me on the first day of the new year, sow a seed. So I'm gonna sow $1,000 into y'all.
Thank you.
You know, and you know, everybody don't even know what happened or anything, but I know there's more people than just me that y'all have touched privately and y'all don't want to tell anybody. But starting today, whatever y'all do privately, I'm going to share publicly. Because y'all need public recognition of stuff y'all done privately through the years. So that's going to be my first seed starting in the new year. Okay. It's blessing y'all.
Amen.
January 1st, $1,000 sown into my father-in-law, my pastor, and my mom-in-law, and my spiritual mother. $1,000 coming y'all way.
Thank you. I receive it. You receive it, honey?
Got it. Well, I know she gonna receive it.
Thank you, Cora.
I think your question was about how, just to repeat what you said.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, my name means victory. So when I see people defeated, and people call my name, I associate it with victory. Like, I don't, there's no disconnect between who I am and what my purpose is.
Amen. But you're going to say it out loud, right?
Yes.
You got to say this thing. I have clients, and some of it, I mean, they have went to what they consider the most intense therapist, psychologist. and they said, I heard about you. So as they're starting to share what they're there for, my feet are up on the desk, because you can rest while you work, and I'm saying out of my mouth, I'm his best. If I'm his best, who is he supposed to send to me? I hear somebody in the back raise their hand. Go ahead.
Yes. On my desk at home, I have this thing I wrote down that you said, see people for who they really are. And I come to the realization that there's a certain person in my family who, because, you know, I've always wanted approval, right?
Okay.
Always wanted this person's approval. I'm not going to say their name.
Okay.
Always wanted their approval. And I came to a realization, I'm never going to get it.
Okay.
I'm never going to get it. So I gave that to God, and he gave me peace over the holidays.
Okay.
Because I'm going to see this person, and I'm going to rest in his peace. I'm going to rest on his breast when I'm there.
Okay. You receive it?
Yes, sir.
I got somebody over here.
When you were asking us to give away something, mine was emptiness and loneliness.
Okay.
And what he gave me in return was peace, contentment, and just time with him, resting in his arms.
You receive it?
Yes.
Well, she'll talk to that thing. When you walk in the house and you feel lonely, what are you supposed to say?
I have peace and contentment with God.
Okay.
And he's here with me. And I do your hold his hand thing.
There it is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. Love it.
This thing real, guys. There's two things I wanted to share this morning, along with everything else. I made a decision years ago to live life to the fullest without regrets. The last thing you want to do is regret. Look at your life and look at it and like, I wish I had it done. Don't be wishing you had it done. Do it. Don't live with regrets. My wife got a tough outfit on today. I was like, baby, I mean, outfit tough. I just got to talk about my wife. I say, sweetie, I mean, she tough. See, I don't like no weak women. That's my issue. That's my issue. You can get whatever you want, but I got the tough one. She's soft and tender and all that kind of stuff, but when she go tough, y'all been at the face of her, right? Yes, sir. But the outfit says tough. It's tough. She tough. I'm telling you. I'm like, wow. I was lusting in the hotel room. But anyway, see y'all. See, God give me fullness. What kind of life you supposed to be living? You married, you supposed to have fun, right? They don't mind us running down the hallway. But anyway, so I'm living without regret. I don't want to leave and not have a full life, exciting life. So that's number one. And Wayne, this is going to set you free. Couple other people dealing with people that are special. How many of y'all dealing with special people? Y'all find the scripture, but God told me this morning, he said, let a person that's ignorant be ignorant still. So Sharon, when he tweaked me last week, the part he tweaked on me was, Paul, don't try to fix everything. Uh-oh. So now I can talk to people. Y'all can be jacked up if you want to be. If you don't say help, I'm just a listening. Because God, some people don't want to be helped. They want to be exactly where they are. But see, I'm going to live life without regret. If that's your issue and you want it to stay that way, then okay. Y'all find a scripture for me, then we're going to start with that. Find a scripture for me. Yeah, this is different. Mm-hmm, I know it is. But I'm going to live without regret. So y'all write this scripture down while you're looking at that one. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, that's mankind, women are included, I did away with childish things. So guys, start thinking like who you are in him. Start thinking like the deliverance that he gave you today. Start thinking that way. All right? is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 11 in the Amplified. Wise, you got a mic? Go ahead and read it.
But if I do not know the force and significance of the speech language, I shall seem to be a foreigner to the one who speaks to me, and the speaker who addresses me will seem a foreigner to me.
So give me another translation, guys. Let him that is ignorant be ignorant still. So I'm going to just leave with that. 1 Corinthians 14:38. One of the translations says to let him that's ignorant be ignorant still. So don't waste your time trying to get somebody to see something that they choose not to see. And you can tell people like that. But guys, just make this life about finishing strong as a man and a woman of God and not as a child. Stop thinking like a child. Stop reasoning as a child. Think like a man. Think like a woman. Think like your future. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Something in that one. All right, so I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Father, I thank you for my birthday. I thank you for taking me back all the way as that six-year-old little boy to remind me that you never left me, that you always provided for me, that you were always there for me. You were always there with me. Even as that six-year-old little boy, now I'm 63 years old, and that's a lot of time in between there, where you always was with me. And I thank you in advance that you are with us. So for anybody that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, now is the time. Now is your time. How do we know that? Because you were watching. You were listening. No matter what country you're in, all over the world, when you clicked on this station, on this service, you're opening yourself up to hearing what needed to be heard. And the congregation will repeat after me. So, Father, and you guys who are accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just make sure you repeat this. Congregation is saying it in agreement with what we are saying. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in Romans 10:9-10, that if I would confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I'm saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the Son, the S-O-N. In Jesus' name, amen. So, guys, you're born again. So just go to the chosenrva.com and go to the new members page, and you will see information, presentations that my wife and I gave on the lessons so that you can better understand what just took place in your life.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com. or call at 866-333-9505.